Kev is here.
Daniel, do my name is Kev. I love to go down to the supermarket. I sit my mate in the supermarket trolley.
Yes.
I get hold of the handles and push him around.
You okay there, Kev? Were you having a turn?
What do you think about that, old dude?
I've told you before, don't push people around in trolleys. It's also not allowed.
Anyway, I've got important things to talk about. Very important things of a national importance.
National importance.
Have you noticed something strange down your local supermarket?
Well, yeah, it is a bit different than normal down in the supermarket.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Yes, yes.
I went down there and I wanted to get some hand sanitizer for Mrs. Smith down the road there.
Yes, Mrs. Smith.
And they didn't have none. The whole aisle was completely empty.
Empty?
Anyway, Mrs. Smith, she said to me, will you get me some toilet rolls? And I went down the other aisle and there was no toilet rolls.
No toilet rolls.
I went back and told her, to her, there's no toilet rolls and there's no hand sanitizers.
Yes.
She said, this was like in the war with the Blitz. We weathered that and we'll weather this.
I
didn't know what she was on about. What war was that then in the Blitz? What on earth was that? I didn't know what she was talking about. But
Kev, you've got no sense of history.
Anyway, I realised that she needed to get hold of those items.
Yes.
So I've decided to help people out.
Right.
And after your show,
yes,
I'm going to be going down to the local car park, just the one near the lamppost there and the green. Do you know the one, the lamppost and the green is nearby?
That makes it very clear. The lamppost and the green, you'll be down at that car park.
Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to be selling toilet rolls.
Right.
Also Weetabix, because there's not many of those, and hand sanitizers. Yes, I've got a whole supply of them. Guess where I got them from, me old dude?
I don't know. Where did you get them from? Because there is a shortage, to be honest. I mean, I'm amazed.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was talking to a mate of mine. I was talking to old Charlie Boy down by the market.
Charlie Boy.
And he said that Happy Shopper, they had loads of stuff when they went out of business.
Right.
Because there's hardly any of them left. So anyway, I went down to the warehouse and had a chat with a bloke and he saw, we got some hand sanitizers down here. And we've also got Weetabix and we've got some toilet rolls.
Toilet rolls.
So I said, I'll take as much of that as I can do. I've got all those. Now, the thing is, the hand sanitizers, I looked at the dates on them and everything's on there. 1994. So I was up all last night and I had to change them all to 2024 sell by date.
Kev, you can't do that. It's 1994 on them, for goodness sake.
Yes, 2004. That's what it's 24. That's what it looks like now.
Yes.
2024.
24, that's
although
great.
They're actually out of date in 1994. I don't know what them toilet rolls is going to be like.
No, I hate to think
anyway,
what they'll be like from Happy Shopper.
Get their hands on toilet paper nowadays.
Yes.
So I'll be going down in about an hour or so, and I'll be down at the car park by the lamppost.
By the lamppost.
Tell your listeners there, the car park by the lamppost.
I know it well.
They'll be selling some gels and some Happy Shopper toilet paper.
But that'll be a treat then to use that stuff.
I'm also looking into, in case things deteriorate even more, I'm looking into actually powering my car with wind power.
Oh.
Because I have a lot of baked beans. baked beans.
Baked beans, Kev.
I've got to go now.
Yes.
I'll be selling those goods.
Right, I'll look out for
Hello.
You right there. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Watch ya.
Yeah.